This is Radio Nepal. I am Dela Prasad with the news headlines first. The secretariat meeting of the ruling Nepal Communist Party on the way. Prime Minister KP Sharma Ohli holds a meeting with Speaker Agni Shapkota to discuss about the budget session of the parliament. The number of people infected with coronavirus rises to 57 after three new patients test positive today. Asian Development Bank agrees to provide $250 subsidy loan to Nepal, and more than 3 million people affected by the coronavirus worldwide. Now the news in detail. The Nepal Communist Party NCP's secretariat meeting is on the way at Prime Minister's residence in Balwatar. Prime Minister KP Sharma Ohli's press advisor Surya Thapa shared that the secretariat meeting was taking place. The meeting is being presided over by Prime Minister KP Sharma Ohli and another party chair Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda. Taking stock of recent situation evolving within the party, the meeting is expected to chart out future course of action. Prime Minister KP Sharma Ohli has taken stock of the preparation made for the Federal Parliament's upcoming summer session, which is also called the budget session. Making an on-site visit to the Federal Parliament's building at New Bandeshwar today, Prime Minister Ohli inspected how the Federal Parliament Secretariat was making arrangements for maintaining physical distance for the Parliament Secretariat employees, ruling parties and the opposition lawmakers for the monsoon session of Parliament. Present on the occasion were Speaker of House of Representatives Agni Prasad Sapkota, National Assembly Chair Ganesh Prasad Timal Sinha, Minister for Law, Justice and Parliament Dr. Shibamaya Tumbahampe. Acting General Secretary at Parliament Gopalnath Yogi said Prime Minister Ohli held discussion with Speaker Sapkota at his official residence. The Constitution of Nepal has conferred the right to summoning and proroguing the Federal Parliament session to the President on the recommendation of the government. The upcoming session of Parliament will see the President unveiling plans and policies for the new fiscal year while the government releases the new budget. Three more persons have tested positive for coronavirus today. Director at Epidemiology and Disease Control Division under the Ministry of Health and Population, Dr. Basudev Pandey, shared that coronavirus was confirmed on two persons from Bara and one from Parsa. With this, number of coronavirus-infected people has reached 57 in Nepal. Among them, 16 have returned home with full recovery. All of them had stayed in quarantine after returning from India. One is in hospital and the remaining one still in quarantine. The number of Nepali losing life due to coronavirus in United States has reached 15. Of them, 12 died in New York, two in Colorado, and one in Virginia. However, State Delegate of Maryland, Harry Bhandari, said that though there was no strong basis to prove that all or 15 of them died from coronavirus infection, some of them were found died from heart attack due to psychological panic. Coordinator at the NRN Global Health Committee, Dr. Sandeep Sapkota, informed the National News Agency that a total of 54 Nepalis living in US, UK, UAE, Turkey, Ireland, Netherlands and Japan died from coronavirus so far. The major opposition Nepali Congress is holding its Central Working Committee meeting. Nepali Congress spokesperson Bishop Prakash Sharma said the meeting being held at party's central office Sanepa would dwell on the activities carried out for the control and treatment of coronavirus and party's contribution to it. The meeting further discussed the problems faced by Delhi wage earners and families of low income, relief distribution, rescue of the Nepalis stranded abroad and the latest political situation. The Nepali Congress is holding its Central Working Committee meeting for the first time since the enforcement of nationwide lockdown to contain the spread of COVID-19 on March. You're listening to Radio Nepal, 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
Landline phone ma samasya cha.
1498 ma phone garnus.
Samasya postpaid ma ni aayo.
1498 ma phone garnus.
Oho, samjhe. Prepaid ko puk number pani chahiye thyo.
Tesko lagi pani 1498 ma phone garnus.
नेपाल टेलिकमको जीएसएम सीडीएमए मोबाइल तथा ल्यान्डलाइनमा कुनै पनि समस्या आएमा जे जे सोध्न मन छ 1498 फोन गरेर सोध्नुहोस्। यो नम्बरमा फोन गर्दा पैसा लाग्दैन।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको संचार।
Welcome back, and again we continue with the rest of the updates. Finance Minister Dr. Yuvraj Kathiwada has held a telephone conversation with Chairman of the Asian Development Bank, Masachugu Asakawa, to discuss the ways in which the bank could help Nepal to deal with the coronavirus pandemic. According to a press release issued by the Ministry of Finance today, Minister Kathiwada held a discussion with the ADB chair Asakawa regarding the help the bank has been offering to Nepal to deal with the adverse impact of the pandemic in country's economy. The minister and ADB chair also talked about how the bank could extend its assistance on the prioritized development sectors of the country in days to come. During the conversation, Minister Kathiwada thanked the ADB for the subsidized loan worth $250 million that the bank is offering to the country. ADB is also sending medical equipment worth $300,000 to Nepal to deal with the pandemic. Minister for Labour, Employment and Social Security Rameshwar Rai Yadav has said the government is initiating diplomatic effort for the welfare of Nepali workers residing in the foreign countries. Addressing the Nepali migrant workers in various destination countries, Minister Yadav urged the workers to stay safely wherever they are during the lockdown period. Minister Yadav urged the Nepali workers to inform the concerned Nepali diplomatic mission if they were facing any sort of difficulties. 4 persons from the same locality have died in the last 2 days in Bangha Municipality 7 of Mahottari District due to the consumption of toxic liquid. Ward number 7 chairman of the municipality, Basudev Singh Tharu, said fear ran high among the people after 4 persons from Meghanath Gorana Villas of Bangha Municipality 7 died in 2 days difference. The dead ones were Mohan Chaudhary 40, Nathuni Chamar 52, Lal Babu Singh 54, and Gongaram Sada 52. Ward Chairman Tharu, however, guessed they might have died with excessive intake of homemade liquor and the liquor might be contaminated. The hailstorm occurred recently has damaged crops at ward number 2 and 3 of the Kote Kola rural municipality in Baglung district. The hailstorm induced the loss of some 5.3 million rupees. Crops and vegetables such as potato, onion, garlic, wheat, lentils and barley, among others planted at Pima Pokhara and Thamza, were destroyed with the adverse weather. Vishwakarma said the farmers whose crops were damaged in the adversity would receive compensation from the local government. Meanwhile, the hailstorm also caused damage to crops in Galgod municipalities, ward number 6, 10 and 11 of the district. The local authority was collecting the data on damages to shorten the extent of the loss. Nepal police has been strictly implementing the lockdown enforced by the government to contain the outbreak of COVID-19. The security agency has tightened the security management against the rule breakers after the instruction from the Ministry of Home Affairs. Inspector General of Nepal Police IGP Thakur Prasad Gyawali instructed the security personnel to forbid people to come out of their houses and prevent the vehicles plying on roads without vehicle permit issued by the District Administration Office for Essential Services. You are listening to Radio Nepal 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. We continue with international updates now. More than 200,000 people worldwide have now died with the coronavirus, according to the figures issued by Johns Hopkins University. There are more than 2.8 million confirmed cases of COVID-19 worldwide, according to the tally. It comes after the number of fatalities in the U.S. passed 50,000 as Americans endure the world's deadliest outbreak. Chinese state media had reported the first known death linked to the virus on 11 January. More than 210 countries and territories have since reported cases. Five countries have now reported their tolls above 20,000, although the way fatalities are counted varies widely. The US, Italy and Spain have seen the highest number of reported fatalities. The UK's Department of Health announced on Saturday that more than 20,000 people had now died with coronavirus in UK hospitals. Another 813 people have died with coronavirus in UK hospitals, bringing the total to more than 20,000. At the government's daily briefing, the British Home Secretary described the figure as a tragic and terrible milestone. Last month, the government's chief scientific advisor, Sir Patrick Vallance, said keeping deaths below 20,000 would be a good outcome. Meanwhile, the Prime Minister will return to work in Downing Street on Monday morning. It is just over 2 weeks since UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson was released from St. Thomas Hospital in London, where he was treated in intensive care for coronavirus. He has been recuperating at his country retreat. India has allowed small local stores to reopen more than a month after the country went into lockdown because of the coronavirus pandemic. The Interior Ministry said only half of staff should work and they had to follow precautions such as wearing masks and observing social distancing. However, shopping malls must remain closed and businesses in coronavirus hotspots would also stay shut. The move is part of Delhi's attempt to gradually restart economic activity. India has nearly 25,000 confirmed cases of the virus and 780 people have died so far. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning, gusty winds and hailstones. Kathmandu's weather report, maximum temperature 24.8 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature 14.0 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin, but before we wrap up the lines once again. The Secretariat meeting of the ruling Nepal Communist Party on the way. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli holds meeting with Speaker Agni Sapkota to discuss about the budget session of the parliament. The number of people infected with coronavirus rises to 57 after three new patients test positive today. Asian Development Bank agrees to provide $250 million subsidized loan to Nepal, and more than 3 million people infected by the coronavirus worldwide. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition will be at 8 a.m. tomorrow morning. You can also log on to our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned and have a great time.